course, we have a tendency to see things from a perspective of what we want to see.
Sure.
And this is actually some of the problems in society, is that it's easier for us to have confirmation bias for data that seemingly supports our narrative. And I'm not trying to be critical. I'm just pointing this out.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reality is there are innumerable other situations which do not, if you will, manifest positive things. You meet the devil, not the angel, if you want to put it that.
Yeah.
And so many people have had negative experiences, but of course, I'm all for positive narratives and optimism, mm-hmm. but I also put in the context that, as I said, as in the first sentence of the book, the universe doesn't give a fuck about you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not to dispel people's belief systems, but it's to understand that oftentimes when we look outside of ourselves, we are hoping there's some magical being that's going to come and save us, when the reality is we are the ones, the only ones, who can save ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the important understanding. And I think the other lesson is, especially when you're younger, you think you know what you want. And many times that's based on what society, we believe, has told us what success is. And for many people, that's power, position, wealth. And somehow, if you get all of those things and focus every effort you have, that's going to lead to this perfect life of happiness. And nothing could be further from the truth. And this is not to negate having those things can be very positive for yourself and society. But that being said, if that is the only thing you focus on, one, you're going to be a very unhappy person. Two, you're going to have no purpose or meaning in your life. Mm-hmm. And three, it is counter to how we were designed, if you will, as human beings, in terms of what actions allow us to be our best selves and also best physiologically. And it relates also to longevity, which may seem strange.
Yeah, can you say more about that? So what is that aspect of our human selves that is desiring, like a larger desire, a larger desire than just the money or just the fame? Or can you talk about that a little bit more?
Sure. So unfortunately, I think that in a Western capitalist society, which I would suggest to you over the last few decades has gone from sort of reasonable capitalism to ruthless capitalism, mm-hmm. which has been to the detriment of many, many people. But that being said, I think that the evolution of our species is such that, unlike others, our offspring, when they're born, do not swim away or run off into the forest or the jungle. We actually have an absolute requirement to care for them. Otherwise, they will die. We will not propagate our species. The reality, then, is to expend the time and resources. Frankly, you have to be rewarded. And this is a very deeply embedded genetic imperative. And the way we are rewarded is through the expression or release of various neurotransmitters. And one I'm sure you're familiar with is oxytocin, mm-hmm. which is frequently quoted. But there are others, and they're used in different ways. But regardless, when you expend the time, the energy to care, you're rewarded. And that reward is release of oxytocin, which then stimulates your reward centers and pleasure centers in the brain, so you feel good when you care. But conversely, what also happens is when you care, your physiology works at its best.
Mm.
And this is the difference between people who want, which fundamentally is the message of the secret, I want. And that is the huge mistake, I believe, that the secret promotes, is that in many ways that is an insecure, fear-based desire. I want because I need this. I want because if I have X, it makes me whole. And that is a completely false narrative. Versus looking through the lens of, if I care for the other, if I'm of service, you shift from that, if you will, insecure fear mode or engagement of your sympathetic nervous system mm-hmm. to engagement of your parasympathetic nervous system. When you engage that system, and you can do this also with mindfulness or breathing practices, it shifts you. And then you're much more open, you're much more generous, your physiology works its best because you are caring for others, you are being of service to a larger narrative, not a narrative that just is about you and what you need. Mm-hmm. And so I would suggest to you, and I think there's evidence that demonstrates this, that when you look at the world through that lens, the likelihood of you manifesting is much, much higher. And so this is when we talk about sort of the science behind this and some of the other understandings where it becomes a little bit more clear. All of us, every second, are trying to manifest something. But it's like, you know, if you're driving a car and you don't have a map, you're just driving and you're hoping you're going to get there. Mm-hmm. Now, and that's with just as we are today, if you sort of use what, let's say, has been promoted in The Secret or other books about the law of attraction, or and the law of attraction has been distorted in some ways, but or this prosperity gospel where, you know, yeah, I meant to have this, and if I get this, everything's going to be great. It's like driving the car and you keep coming to dead ends, and it may feel good for a little while, but it's a dead end and you're not going any further. Mm-hmm. Where if you actually look at it through the lens of how can I be of service to others, then you see that through that lens, you are in a situation where you have unlimited possibilities. We can go in all directions and where you can see a brightness, everything good, and then you connect with that, and it's a much more positive feeling. Mm-hmm. And then when you have that type of a mental state, then that affects your physiology to the extent that it decreases actually the situation where you're prone to a lot of disease states. It actually increases your longevity. It promotes your immunity, all sorts of other stuff. So this is sort of when you change your mindset, how you change everything.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Microdose by Almost 30.
We hope you enjoyed waking up.
As always, we encourage you to take what resonates and leave the rest. If you enjoyed this trip, tune into the full episode on the Almost 30 podcast. All episode information can be found in the show notes.
Make sure to subscribe, and if this becomes a part of your morning routine, be sure to share it with a friend. We have new inspiring doses Monday through Friday. Follow us on Instagram at Morning Microdose, and follow Almost 30 at Almost 30 Podcast.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the vortex.